This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk about a subject that was recently written about on the website The Conversation, which describes itself as a new journalism project featuring content from the sharpest academic minds. The report is titled, How Twitter Has Helped the Emergence of a New Journalism. Author John Jewell of Cardiff University writes, on average, there are now 500 million tweets a day. You don't even have to tweet to be on Twitter. Some 40% of users simply use Twitter as a curated news feed of updates that reflect their passions. And he adds, news feed is important because Twitter has clearly changed the way news is gathered, disseminated, and consumed. Now, this is me talking. Twitter and Facebook certainly allow stories to reach a wider audience and much more quickly. And we've certainly seen that with our website. Oh, I mean, we can follow where hits are coming from, mm-hmm. how people are coming to the website. And certainly social media has changed the way people come to our website. I think one problem, though, is that in the rush to be first with Twitter, we're seeing mistakes also reach a wide audience very quickly, mm-hmm. and those become rather difficult to undo. Any thoughts?
Right. Well, we can go over a couple of the points of the article. I used to be a news producer at an NBC affiliate, and social media was one way that we are able to find out what's going on in the community on a tight budget, because most small markets don't have the reporters out and about constantly. And especially because I did the morning show as an overnight producer, I didn't have a reporter most of the time. So it was all me and having to know what was going on and have to go cultivate those sources. Crowdsourcing is something, is a new term that they, you know, using social media to find out what's going on in your community. So you're following people in your community, you're getting information via that route. I definitely have found ways of using Twitter and Facebook to my advantage as a news producer putting together a show. Now the thing is, you know, how do you verify where that information is coming from? Because you can be tipped off just like a phone call to your newsroom, you know, getting a tip about that. You really have to trust where the information is coming from. And secondly, you need to verify where the information is coming from. And I think most of the time where people are making mistakes when they use social media is that they're going with whatever was retweeted or whatever was sent to you via that tweet or that message, and they aren't maybe following up with the local authorities, and they're not getting a second source. They're not, you know, they're not double checking things. So
it's amazing how this is used as an excuse to not follow basic news gathering
right.
principles,
mm-hmm.
which is to verify the information. It would be the same thing in the old days, if you will, hearing something on the scanner. You wouldn't mm-hmm. go right on the air with something you heard on a police scanner.
You're not supposed to.
You would verify it first
mm-hmm.
because they may be running a drill
right.
or they're, you know, you don't have any idea. You have to contact someone,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully a couple sources,
right.
and verify the information.
Yeah, and I've actually seen news outlets before tweet what they're hearing on the scanner, which I have a huge problem with, because you really can't go with what you're hearing on the scanner. You have to verify that information, and that's ethically improper. So I see a lot more people just going on Twitter and just putting out whatever information they hear, what they think is going on. And then I see news stations going with it, and I think that's dangerous. So you do have to be careful about crowdsourcing. Yeah, crowdsourcing is great way to find out what's going on in your community, but you still have to, you know, verify your information. And I think that is some place where a lot of people are making those mistakes.
You still have to, this article makes it clear you have to really be careful how you use Twitter, but when you use it used in certain ways, it can be very effective. One point I thought was really interesting was really the effect on journalists,
mm-hmm.
how it's changed how journalists work, and just the pressure they're under to follow tweets, especially if you're on a big national story. You know, there's updates 24 hours a day now,
right.
and you're trying to keep up with what everyone else has got. So it's, you know, that faster news cycle increases the pressure as well as increases the potential for error.
I think we may have talked about this on a Shop Talk a a few months ago, the press corps that follows the president or presidential candidates. You can't just wait to tell the one big story of the day that everyone has agreed is the big story of the campaign. You're constantly sending out tweets on things that happen. You can't wait for, you know, the morning newspaper to come out or for that 10 o'clock on-air deadline, whatever the case might be. You're just constantly sending out information.
Yeah, bits and pieces of information, and sometimes they don't make a whole. You know, I have my student reporters go out, and sometimes they'll live tweet like city council just to get information out there. It's amazing how fast something can get retweeted, just a little bit of information, and, you know, on at least a hyperlocal level. But the article also talks about how Twitter is becoming the news and how maybe that's not a good way for journalists. I mean, should Twitter be the news? You know, someone stop following someone else, and that's now like a headline. You know, that's how people find out, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, celebrities are breaking up with each other. Oh, they unfollow them on Twitter. I mean, that's how we're actually sourcing Twitter for some of these stories now, these celebrity-driven things. But, I mean, other stories were also – I mean, Twitter is becoming the news now, and the article does point out how maybe the solution isn't to not use Twitter. It's to not use Twitter that way, and that's a direct quote from the article.
Of course, this is something where, I mean, Twitter, how old is Twitter? 5 years?
7 years.
Seven years?
Yeah, so 7 years.
This is something we're all still trying to figure out. If you can think back to the early days of radio journalism, or think back to the early days of television journalism and how far each of those mediums have come, there's definitely a learning curve, and we're still in the very early stages, I think, with Twitter and other social media. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. There are a lot of newsrooms who are still trying to come up with a plan of action on how to use social media, and they, you know, they're feeling their way through right now. They're trying to figure out how to do it. So, but it's becoming more and more prevalent. More and more of their audience is going to social media, so they have to adapt.
And as in this example about the Edward Snowden story, which The Guardian broke, it brought lots of new readers, viewers, new audience members who don't have access to the print edition. And the day after Snowden revealed his identity, according to this post on The Guardian's website, it was the biggest traffic day in the paper's history and brought like almost 7 million unique browsers, and their U.S. traffic was higher than their U.K. traffic. It's a London-based newspaper. So I thought that was interesting that it makes it possible to carve markets in places where you might not circulate.
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.